Hi, I'm Rick Reynolds, and you're listening to A Fair Recovery Radio, Radio to the Power of God. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, sponsors, or advertisers of this station. Due to the sensitive nature of the topics discussed on this program, it is not suitable for children, so we strongly advise that children not be within listening range of this program. Also, please be advised that while we are counselors, what we're doing here tonight is not counseling. And if you have a need, we strongly advise that you seek professional help. The Affair Recovery Center is a community of counseling professionals and couples who have experienced the abundant blessing of reconciliation and renewal. We are dedicated to the restoration of marriages crippled by infidelity. Our mission is to offer hope, support, and recovery for couples and individuals who have suffered the pain as a result of infidelity, betrayal, or sexual addiction. We truly believe there's nothing the nearness of God cannot heal. Welcome to Affair Recovery Radio tonight. This is Rick, and we have an interesting treat tonight. I've got Aaron, our webmaster, with us. And so tonight, in our program, we thought it would be a good idea to actually give those of you who are web users, if any of you are having problems, the opportunity to call or ask questions about the website, what we're doing in the website, where the website is going, any information about the website. With Aaron here, we should be able, between the two of us, to answer those particular questions. In addition, we just completed an EMS weekend. If any of our participants still want to hear our voice after listening to us for 3 days solid, and you're listening tonight, I just want to thank you, as we do every month, for participating with us and being a part of that. And it was such a blessing to watch and to be with you as you continue on in your journey of healing your relationships and getting to witness the incredible thing that God has done in your lives. And we just want you to know here at the Affair Recovery Center that we'll certainly be praying for you guys. Y'all were a blessing to be with all weekend. And again, you blessed us with your presence. And you know, I've never done this before, but if anybody is listening, and which I can't imagine you would be after 3 days, but if you are, call in and let us know. Maybe you could talk to us a little bit about what that weekend was about for you. And maybe those who are thinking potentially about doing one of the EMS weekends. By the way, EMS stands for Emergency Marital Seminar. And what it is a three-day intensive for couples right at the point of crisis who are trying to determine what it's going to take for them to actually work through their affair. And so during that weekend, what we do is we actually have two types of activities besides eating. One of the things we do is we actually give the different steps that are necessary, the task of recovery, to help couples work through that. In addition, there's also processing that couples do as they work through the individual aspects of their particular tragedy and begin to find healing, because we really do believe there's nothing the nearness of God cannot heal. And I'll tell you, there is nothing probably more powerful than watching what happens over one of those weekends as couples begin to see hope, find a way to know that there's a truth that can actually lead them out of all of this. So, again, welcome to Affair Recovery Radio. If you'd like to call us this evening, we can be reached at area code 512-365-9930. That's 512-365-9930. If you'd like to listen to us, or if somebody's out of town and you want to tell them to tune in, they can actually go to our website at affairrecovery.com. And Affair Recovery Radio is actually streamed live, and as if you listen in on a regular basis, you know, we have people calling in from all over the U.S. More people call from out of Austin than in Austin, and that's because of our web streaming. And so if you're out there listening in webland, or if you know somebody who could benefit from our program, please email them or give them a call and tell them to tune in tonight. We would love to have them be a part of this discussion. And like I said, this program may be a little bit different tonight. We're not talking as much about how couples recover, but we're actually talking about some of the service delivery systems we have to help couples recover. And we would love to have you give us a call and be a part of all of that with us. So, Aaron, welcome. Do you want to say hi to the audience tonight and tell them what's going on? And what are you doing here in Austin?
Well, I'm very happy to be here in Austin. I was actually born in Austin, so it's a little bit like coming home for me. I came down because I wanted to see an EMS, honestly. I've heard a lot about the amazing change that goes on in people's lives over the 3 days that they're at EMS, and I thought that would be important for me to see because so many people write in from the website and they ask questions about it, and a lot of times I can't answer them effectively. And I know that, you know, the therapists are usually in session all day, and if I want to get them a quick answer, then I should really know the answer myself. So that was definitely part of my motivation for coming.
So since a lot of people actually talk with you or email you on a regular basis, and Aaron actually, when it comes to communication on the website, Aaron is theaffairrecovery.com. I mean, she pretty much handles everything flowing through the website, which is getting more and more. So eventually you may have to have two or three Aarons here. But Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe where you went to school and how you got involved in all of this and what your journey has been through life?
Well, I went to school at the University of Oklahoma, and I actually have a degree in Russian. I speak fluent Russian. I spent some time over in Siberia, actually. And then I came back to Oklahoma, and I got my master's degree in teaching English as a second language. So I think mostly when ARC hired me, they were thinking about proofreading and editing the materials because of my English degree. But I do happen to know some HTML and a few other handy things for working on the web. And we've had a computer in the house, obviously, since I was like little, knee-high to a caterpillar, as they say down in Texas. So that's, I guess, how I ended up at ARC. I really ended up here through Bob, through your brother. I think he recommended me, and so here I am. What else would you like to know?
How do you say a fair recovery in Russian?
Oh, восстановить отношения после измены. That would be restoring a relationship after an affair.
Okay, say it one more time.
Восстановить отношения после измены.
Yeah, I wouldn't understand that. I really wouldn't.
Let me ask, why did you want to learn Russian?
I wanted to study foreign languages. Fascinate me. I don't know if you noticed or not, Rick, but I was asking everybody at EMS, you know, anybody that had any foreign language background, I was asking them how they learned English, how they learned their native language. It fascinates me. And I didn't really want to learn Spanish or French because I thought those were just too common. And my parents did study Russian in college, but we don't have any like Russian blood or anything. We don't have any roots there. But do you want to get back to the website?
Oh, we can go back to the website. I thought the Russian was kind of fascinating. So if we have any,
I have to be careful when I mention that because then it tends to lead to a rabbit trail.
Right. Sorry. Well, if we do have any Russian listeners tonight, please feel free to call in if anybody's listening.
Да, позвоните. Отвечу как смогу.
Right. Well, y'all can call in and talk in Russian if you would like, but only for a short period of time because we'd probably lose the rest of the audience.
That's true.
Let me ask one more quick question. How long did it take you to become fluent in Russian?
I was there for a year and a half, but I had a really, really good base because I had studied it for 6 years over here. So that's, I don't know, like 7 or 8 years.
Oh, okay. Because it sounds really good.
Oh, it's really not tonight, actually. haven't spoken it recently enough.
Okay, so when we look at the Affair Recovery website here, what are some of the things that are changing on the website at this point? What do you see things in the near future that are coming to the website, Aaron?
Well, we actually I spoke with one of our consultants just this week, and there are a lot of changes that we're planning on making. We're going to put a menu on the left-hand side, so hopefully make it a little bit easier to navigate. But already we've got a great list of resources for people that are dealing with any sort of infidelity in their life. And some of them are free, and some of them are for membership on the website for just our members. But if you click on members on resources, in the middle of the top, on any of the pages, you get a really a good list of things that we've collected, some frequently asked questions, and I'm going to be continually adding to this. And we were talking just at EMS about putting some more information about EMS, especially now that I've seen it in person and can add a little bit more of things that, you know, what might people want to know about it. Good. I mean, we have caller.
Yes.
How exciting.
Ron, hi, this is Rick. How can we help you tonight?
Hi, Rick. Well, I just thought I would just throw this out there. I'm legally blind, and I ride tandem bicycles all over Austin. And I read somewhere recently that tandem bicycle sales have been up around 20% per year. And one of the main reasons that's true is because with, you know, dual-income households and so forth, that couples just don't spend a lot of time together, period. And a tandem bicycle allows for couples to go out and exercise together. And I've also heard that, you know, riding two-seater bicycles will bring out what's already in a relationship. You know, it'll force you guys to communicate and work toward a common goal.
Yes, that is very true.
So I just thought to throw that out there. You know, I'm single, but everybody I ride with, either for the first time or many times, there's always, you know, you have a captive audience, and it forces you to communicate, and there's just a real bond there that I think that forms. And so I don't know. You know, I mean, I'd be happy to be a resource if anybody else was ever interested in going that direction. Yeah, I just think it's a great way for couples to exercise together and also work not only on their relationship, but also, you know, the obesity problem that the U.S. has, you know, just sedentarism or whatever. Thought I'd throw that 2 cents out there.
Yeah, Ron, and when we're off the air, I'll let Ronnie get your personal information. It's interesting. Stephanie and I did a long tandem bike ride just last year, and there is nothing that makes a couple work together more than riding a tandem bike. I would agree with you 100%, and I'd never thought about it. But with a Fair Recovery, I guess we could actually put some of our couples who are working together or working out their relationship on tandem bikes and make them ride back and forth during the EMS weekends. That might be an interesting exercise for them.
With all those hills out there, that would be kind of mean.
Oh, not at all. I think it'd be a great way to vent out frustrations.
Oh,
that is.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe when it gets a little cooler here in Austin. Maybe not at EMS, but you know what I think we could do? We could put a page on the side of things you could do to develop your relationships, and I bet we could put it on that. What do you think?
That would be a great just relationship builders. We'll add that, Ron, to our website.
Yeah, I'd be happy to help anybody in that direction. And, you know, if I were to gain my sight back tomorrow, I'd still want to ride two-seater bikes. I just think it's a great way to connect with people.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Well, when you get off the air here, don't hang up. Ronnie, okay. Get back with you, and she can get that information.
Thanks for your show, and the Lord keep using it. I think it's a great resource for people out there ready to talk about it.
Thanks,
thank you, Ron.
You bet. Keep it up.
Bye-bye.
And by the way, if anybody else has other questions about working on affairs, it's not that you just have to talk about the website tonight. You certainly can call in with other questions, and I will do my best to fill that. As usual, and as always, our staff is always praying. Our intercessory prayer team is praying. We just want to provide hope and support to you guys who were actually working through things. So please don't hesitate to call this evening. And again, let's get back to the resources and the things that are happening on the website. So we're moving. And I know this may sound technical and unfun to you guys, but for those of you using the website, this will actually be kind of a nice thing for you guys. I think you'll find it to be a real blessing. Another thing that's coming up on the website that I am particularly excited about is we're beginning our next online Affair Recovery course. And I cannot tell you what a phenomenal resource this is. We actually will be working with couples for a long extended period of time as they work through this stuff. And the way our online course works is there is a streaming video that they will see each week. They will also listen to other couples who have already navigated these difficult waters. They will also be able to call in and talk and communicate with other couples who are kind of working through the exact same assignments. And the good thing about the online course We're using the same material that we've been using with couples in our office for the past 15 years that actually, you know, has shown to be about 90% successful in terms of helping couples stay together. And Erin, if you do the online course, will actually be an integral part of your lives at that point because she'll help with all the logins. And one of the things that we really work on the Affair Recovery website at, one of our goals, is to make sure we protect your anonymity and we protect your privacy. And so, you know, Erin, can you talk a little bit about what some of the privacy or the anonymity protectors are that are on the website?
Yeah, I remember in the early days when we were planning the website, we worked really hard on this to try and figure it out. You can choose your username, and I do kind of control that a little bit in that I generally prefer to give people usernames that are first names, but it certainly does not have to be a real first name. So you can choose your favorite character, your favorite actor. I think it's probably when you start getting into the forums, probably hard to open up somebody whose name on the web is I Love Tacos or something else that is not really a name. So that's a personal preference, although obviously, you know, if you had a different username, you could certainly use it. But we also try to make sure that your username doesn't match, for example, the first part of your email address, because you never know who you're going to meet on here, and you wouldn't want for somebody who knew that the first part of your email address to recognize that as your username on the website. So when I've seen people register who have that the same thing for their first part of their email address and for their username, generally persuade them to change it because you definitely don't want to have any identifying information. And our mentors also know that you know, not to ask any questions about where people live or even their line of work. How much information you give is completely up to you. And there's a lot of things that we've disabled on the website, like you can't click on somebody else's username and see anything about them. You can't, there's no profile visible about you to anybody else on the website. It's visible to me, but only so that I can, you know, help you if anything goes wrong with your account, or if your situation changes, or if you need some recommendations, I need to pass information along to your mentors. But other than that, how much information you give to people is really up to you.
So if someone decides to subscribe, so let's kind of walk somebody through the website.
Sure.
Let's say they were going to do this. So if somebody decides they want to join the website, how much will it cost them?
Well, the first month, it'll only cost them $1. One measly dollar. and then it automatically charges the credit card number that you give us $39 a month after that. And it's automatic. You don't have to go in and click anything else. So how you would do that is under resources, the very first thing that we have listed is ARC online membership. And if you go to that page, then you can find out a little bit more about the online membership, what it includes, exactly what you're getting. And you go, you click on whichever sort of subscription you want, because it's $39 a month if you pay monthly. If you pay quarterly, you actually get a substantial break on your price, and it's only $114 for 3 months. So that is quite a bit cheaper. So you click on one of those payment schedules, and then you go through the shopping cart, which most people who've done online stuff are pretty familiar with. And then I actually have to create your account. So it's not instantaneous like it is on, you know, if you're making yourself a new Yahoo email address. It's not instantaneous like that, because I actually have to check my email, see, oh, you know, Sarah wants an account, make her an account. So that can take, you know, if I'm not online at the moment, that can take maybe half a day during the week. And then there are a few things that you have to do once you get your account to really make it work for you, to optimize.
So what's something I have to do if I pay my dollar and I join the website? What's the first thing I'll do?
Well, when I create your account, you get an email that has instructions for you, and the very first thing is you have to log in and change your password. And then after that, you have to complete the Affair Analyzer while you're logged in, because that records a little bit of information for me in your account, and that means I can pair you with your proper mentor, because we want to get somebody who had a similar situation to yours. And so I kind of need to know how you answer the questions in the affair analyzer so that I can do that properly. And then another thing that helps me do that is the demographic information. And we collect some just standard demographic information, like how old you are, how many kids you have, about how old they are, and then some things that are unique to kind of to betrayals, such as how many times you've been betrayed and things like that. And that information is then not connected directly with your account. That's put into a database where we hope to be able one day, the really exciting thing is to see trends, to see, you know, is infidelity happening, you know, 6 years after marriages, after the wedding, or is it happening mainly with people who lived together before they were married? Is it happening more in different economic, what are those called? Different economics strata. And so that's why that information is really important. And then I do use it to some degree to help you pair you with a mentor who might not only have a similar betrayal situation there, but who might also have maybe some of the same traits, maybe in the same field, maybe in the same age range, stuff like that. It helps me to assign the mentors properly as well.
Right, and for those of you using the website, one of the reasons we do the mentor couples what we do is we feel like it's incredibly helpful to be able to have somebody who truly understands. I think I probably told this story in a previous episode somewhere, but when Steph and I first went into recovery, one of the most amazing things that happened to us was we took a trip to Nashville, Tennessee, to actually go to a spiritual renewal conference about 30 days after I had dropped the A-bomb in our particular relationship. And Stephanie was obviously pretty shaken by all the information that I had told her. I mean, she was kind of wondering, who was I? And you know, was I really serious? And what were we going to do? And how is God going to intervene? And back in those days, there really weren't a lot of resources for couples that were really trying to recover from some form of infidelity. In fact, one of the interesting things is very few people were talking about it at all. And so just finding resources, that was a really difficult thing. So as we went to Nashville just to go to this spiritual renewal conference, a good friend that we were staying with said, you know, you really ought to talk to the conference speaker. I heard once that maybe he had actually had some form of infidelity in his marriage. And I said, you heard or you know for sure? And he said, well, I heard. I think he did. And I said, you know how embarrassing that's going to be if I go up to this guy and say, hey, I hear you cheated on your wife, you know?
Maybe.
Maybe. And so Stephanie actually thought it was a grand idea. And so I told Stephanie that if we ever saw this guy alone, that I would go up to him and say, hey, you know, here's what's going on with us. Have you had a similar experience? And so I thought, well, there's no way, because there were over 1,000 people at this conference. How am I ever going to see this guy alone? It's never going to happen. And then we skip one of the workshops and go for a walk. It's on the Belmont campus in Nashville. And there is the speaker along with his wife sitting next to each other under a gazebo with a bench right across from them, and nobody else is in sight. And I thought, oh, no. So Stephanie gleefully grabbed me, yanked me across the campus, and we sat down, and I said, hey, you know, my name is Rick, and I hear that you cheated on your wife, or that you might have a similar, actually, I said, I hear you might have had a similar situation to what I'm going through. And he said, what's that? And I said, well, you know, I was unfaithful to my wife. I ended up having an affair. And he said, yeah, I did that. And I said, I am so glad. And I said, no, excuse me, I don't mean I'm really glad you had an affair. I'm just glad that, you know, you know, that I just embarrassed myself. And he said, well, what have you been doing? And I said, well, we've been reading a book called The Myth of the Greener Grass by Alan Peterson. Because one of Stephanie's kind of mortifying experiences through all of this was when she found out what I had done. I mean, if you got to know my wife, she's one of these organized, type A, we're going to figure this stuff out sort of person. She went to this bookstore and was looking for any book she could find on infidelity. Well, there wasn't a whole lot of them, and you really don't want to go to the cashier and say, hey, where are your books for cheating husbands, you know, and how do you work this stuff out? But she did find one book called The Myth of a Greener Grass, and she was still kind of mortified when she even bought it, because she knew that somehow the scarlet letter of, hey, I'm married to an adulterer, somehow must be flashing in a banner sign across her forehead. But I don't know that anybody noticed. But I read the book, and I was fascinated. And in fact, there was one chapter in that book called The Anatomy of an Affair. And this guy's story was so incredibly similar to mine that I actually highlighted almost the entire chapter, gave Stephanie the book, and said, look, if you want to understand how I am, and if you want to see that I am not alone, that there's somebody else just like me, read this chapter. So she'd read the chapter. So we're sitting down, and this guy said, so what have you been reading? And I said, Myth of the Greener Grass. And he said, well, I read that book. And I said, well, that's great. I said, he said, what do you think of it? He said, well, I said, it's really interesting. You know, there's a chapter in there called The Anatomy of an Affair. And I said, that guy is just like me. And he said, yeah, that's certainly me. And I said, yeah, that's certainly me. And he said, no, Rick, that's my story. Peterson came and interviewed me. That's me. That story. And I went, holy smoke. I wonder what the odds are that I would travel from Denver, Colorado, and this guy would travel from Florida, and I would come across the one guy whose story I most related to. Figure those probabilities, you know? I mean, this had to be a God thing, and I was just blown away. Well, the cool thing was, since Jamie's wife, Jackie, was there with him, she and Stephanie got to talk at length. I got to talk with him. He ended up being a mentor. And it was an absolute amazing experience. But what made it so meaningful for the two of us was that he was just like me. And we could talk a similar language. And even though he had already been there and done that and was on the other side, it gave us such profound hope that someone had been able to navigate those crazy waters, you know, and come out the other side and were looking at us and just telling us how much they loved each other and how much they cherished their marriage. And she was saying how glad she was married to this guy, and he was as bad as me, and that was really bad. And I thought, man, that's really neat. Well, that one experience for me really changed how I began to look at working with couples, because I feel like all of us really need a couple, another individual who truly is like us in nature, who truly understands what this thing is about. And on this website, what we've created is a way ultimately to begin to connect you up with someone like Jamie was for me, someone who has been there and done that. When you say, I felt this way about that, then the odds are, you know, they've gone through the same thing and they're going to end up having very, very similar feelings, because they're going to somehow have a similar experience. They'll be married to someone probably very similar to who you're married to, the same type of personality type. And that homogeneous match, you know, linking you up with someone like that, I think actually begins to provide more hope and actually more direction, because you've got people who have already navigated those difficult waters who are going to be able to tell you how to go through that. So that's a long story to say, when Aaron is... You're taking that demographic information, you're taking the affair analyzer, and you're working through all of that stuff. Erin's taking that information, and she's helping define the couple that's as closely matched with you as possible. So let's say they get their mentor couple.
Right.
And they want to write their mentor couple. What's going to happen when they get online and they catch their mentor couple, and what's the first thing that will happen?
Well, it's not like a messenger program where you see that they're online. It's not supposed to be like chat, so that they don't really catch their mentor couple online. What will happen is after they complete the analyzer and after they complete the demographic information, I get a little email that says, oh, look, this person's done all that they were supposed to do. And so then I say, great, now I can find him a mentor. And I go get out my mentor list and I look and I say, who would be so great for this couple? And I pray a little bit about it if it seems difficult, if I can't decide who to send them to. And you know, finally I decide. And so I write you a little email. I write the user an email that says who the mentor couple is, and it tells you how to get in touch with them. And how you get in touch with them is, as I am doing that pairing, one of the things that I do is make a private forum where only the user can see that it's there. No other user No other member on the site can even see that it exists. And it'll make more sense when you, because when you log in and you go to the forums, there'll be a link on the left-hand side to forums. And so you go to the forums, and you'll see there's a general forum for everybody. There's a prayer forum for everybody. And then you'll see just your forum named for you. And there are actually about 30 forums right there right now. But you see only one. And just like you see only one, all the other members see only one. And so nobody else even knows that yours exists. Now, the mentors can see all of them, but that is actually a really great benefit, because then the mentors, because some of our mentors get together for our prayer group that here in Austin, and they can say, you know, what do you think I should tell this person, you know, or did you ever have a situation like the one that they're describing? And so that's really helpful. It's almost like a team of mentors is speaking then to our users through their one mentor. So the user would get this email from me that says, here's your mentor's name, and they would go and log in and look at their form. And you don't get that email until a form is created for you. So you know if you get it, it's already there. So they log in and they look at the forums, and there's their forum name just for them. And hopefully the mentor would have already written, but if not, you know, they just start a conversation there.
Well, how are they going to find out about their mentor and what they're about and what they're like?
Well, a lot of the mentors, not quite all of them yet, but a lot of the mentors have already recorded their story. So the couple has sat down with me or with you and said, you know, this is what happened to us. You know, he did this or she did that. And so there's a whole little story, an audio file, again, that only you can see, that's not out there for all the other members to look at. The mentor will give you the link if they have it up on the website. Mentor gives that to you when they're ready, and so you can go on and you can listen to that, and you can see that it really, really was bad. It really, really was difficult during their period where they were deciding what they were going to do after they found out, after their discovery, and then they can see that it really is good, that they really did make it through that time. Or you know, they're a couple of people on the website that didn't end up staying with their spouse, and so, but you can find out that, you know, they really did recover, and their life really is whole now, despite having been betrayed in their marriage.
So I write my mentor.
Right.
So they have my email address then?
No. Nobody gets your email address. Just me, so I can tell you about things like this. There is an automated system on the website that if you've already made a post in the forum, it'll tell you when somebody else makes a post. So
what do you mean, make a post?
I'm sorry. So you make an entry.
A tree?
No. There's no wood anything involved, no. When you make an entry in that forum. So a forum, it's just kind of like a list of entries. So as you look at the page that's a forum, it'll show one message at the top. And then if there are any responses, they'll be down below it. And they go in chronological order from the top down. So if you make that top first entry, then anytime anybody else makes a subsequent entry, anytime anybody writes it. And when you log on and you go to that forum, there's a box at the very bottom of the page. And you write in that box, and you hit submit, and it shows up.
So when I write my mentor, everybody can read what I just wrote?
No, because only you can see your forum.
Okay, so let's stay with the mentor forum.
Yes.
Okay,
in your forum with your mentor.
I write my mentor a question. What happens for the mentor at that point?
The mentor will get an email about that, or if he or she is online, then she'll be able to see it. And then they, when they feel ready, and that could be right then, or maybe they want to mull your question over a little bit, they will respond, and you'll get an email that says, your forum has been updated, and it has a link to the forum. Now, that link won't work unless you're logged into the site, so you'll have to log into the site and then click on the link from your email. But you will get a notification that says that somebody, that your mentor has made an entry in that list of questions and responses. And so you'll log on the website then and go read it.
So ultimately what happens is I make a listing, I write something to my mentor, they get an email that I've just written, then they come back to the forum, they write, and then I get an email that they updated it, I come back, I respond to that, they get an email. So basically...
Right. So everybody's writing on the same web page, and then whoever didn't write the last time, gets an email saying that somebody else has written. And that's how the general forum and the prayer forum work as well, except everyone can see those forums. It's just in your forum that's named for you. Like, if your name is Bob, right, you'll have a Bob forum. And so when Bob is writing with his mentor, say Mike, then Bob writes, Mike gets an email. Mike reads, goes, logs in, reads it, responds, and then Bob gets an email. And it goes back and forth like that for as long as necessary, really.
So really, there are three basic types of forums that once I'm logged in that I can access that we right. protect through here. One is there's a prayer forum. So if I have...
If you have a prayer request, our prayer coordinator checks that regularly, and she makes sure that those requests are prayed for.
Okay. And would they ever respond to me if I had a prayer request?
I'm not sure how she's planning on handling that, actually, but I would assume so.
Okay. What about if I have a question and I put it in the general forum? Then anybody can answer that?
Anybody can answer that. Actually, what I haven't made this change yet, but I think what we're going to do is have the members be, their usernames will all be lowercase, and the mentors will be uppercase letters. So if you're a mentor and your name is Mike, it'll be in capital M-I-K-E, so that people will know who's responding there. Is that a mentor or is that a member? We've been looking for a way to differentiate, and so we haven't made that change yet, but then you'll be able to know. I hope to make that change this week so that people will be able to know who's responding to me. You know, is this a mentor, somebody who's actually been all the way through who's telling me this, or is it... just another member who's going through the same thing I am. So I think that's how that will work. And only in the general form and the prayer form will you be able to interact with other members. But if you make a post to the general form, anybody could respond. And then based on the capital letters or the lowercase, you'll be able to tell who that is, whether it's a mentor or whether it's another member.
That's a good idea. I hadn't heard that one yet.
Yes, yeah, sorry, I thought of that at the EMS weekend, and actually our mentor couple when I made their accounts. That's when I thought about that. But I think it'll work. I think it'll be good.
Yeah, it's interesting for couples that actually are involved in one of the EMS weekends. They actually get 1 year to the website for free.
They do, and a lot of them were really excited about that. They didn't realize what the website had to offer, that that they had all of their radio programs, because we've begun to offer only the most recent radio program online, and then excerpts from previous radio episodes. But if you subscribe to the website, then you can access all of them. And I know one of the girls that came this weekend said that was really, really helpful to, in between the time of registering for EMS about 3 weeks ago and the time when they actually got to come to EMS and meet somebody with whom they could talk about this, it was really helpful for her to be able to listen to their previous radio programs.
Were they also communicating with their mentor?
They were at that time, because I was when they got on the website, they told me, they wrote to me and said that we're also doing EMS, and so I went and found out who was going to be the mentor at this EMS and got them in touch with them. But she nevertheless told me that the radio programs were really helpful.
Yeah, that's one of the things I think that we can offer people also, is we've got a great deal of flexibility in the sense that since it's not automated, there's much more of a personal touch. I mean, there's a lot of prayer behind these things. Mm-hmm. We really try to make, we could automate it far more, but we decided, you know, at this point, we'd much rather make sure that we make a connection that's beyond just what the computer can do at numbers.
Definitely. I mean, we could codify this and make logarithms or algorithms or whatever they are that would decide. But I think I would much rather decide myself, because a lot of times people will write me before they subscribe, and I'll know a little bit more about their situation. And that really helps, because I've also talked with some of the mentors this week in Austin. I've been able to meet and have lunch with some of them. And that gives me so much better kind of idea who to put them with, and what sort of people to pair up with those mentors.
Yeah, the mentors are every one of these people, guys. I can't tell you, if you're out there listening, wondering, you know, who are these guys? But you know, they're ordinary people just like us. But the fact of the matter is, they really experienced a miracle in their lives, and it's not easy. I mean, I think you could talk to all the couples that came to the EMS weekend, and they would say, this is painful, and this is really hard. And everyone that I've talked to that, you know, is back on the other side saying, this was so worth it, which sounds crazy. Yeah. But in our culture, we have so much of a kind of a throwaway culture, you know, divorce the bum. You know, let's just break this thing up if it's not working. And when in reality, a lot of times what you're looking for is actually right under your nose, that there is an ability for God to heal things where you begin to actually find a new passion. And we had a couple this weekend that's been married 43 years, or 33 years, excuse me. And, at, you know, at 33 years, that's a lot to throw away. And they have such a they were such a tender, sweet couple, you know. And it's neat watching how God was taking them through and healing all of this. And I mean, if you ask them right now, are they glad they're doing this? I mean, there would just be a resounding yes, because they want to be able to let God heal this for something good to come from this. And that's a, it's a really really neat thing. So what's going to happen? You mentioned a little bit. When I fill out that affair analyzer, in case anybody's nervous about giving demographic information, what's going to happen with that information, Erin? I mean, is it going to be public access? Or
no, basically it hangs out on a page where only I can see it. And then we're going to collect it, take the names off of it, and kind of as a conglomeration look at you know, what sort of things correlate. You know, maybe... what type of affair, because you know we have the five types of affair, you can look that up on the website. Maybe what type of affair, does that correlate with how long somebody's been married, or does it correlate maybe with, so it's really for research purposes and it's not going to be used with anybody's name, or even, I mean, it's not going to be connected with their account online. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I'll just, I want to say, since you
it's used as a mass piece of information.
Right, and you hear us say research, and one of the things that we're really interested in here at the Affair Recovery Center is also just integrity. We want to be able to show beyond the shadow of a doubt that what we're doing has what you would call efficacy and treatment of all of these things. We want to continue to be able to show the world that, you know what, we have a God. And we and using this type of thing, that God truly is able to come in. Well, one of the things we're doing that I find really exciting right now is we continue to do what are called, I know this is for those of you just listening to radio going, oh my gosh, it's so boring. But we're doing comparative analysis between different treatment forms, such as things done in the office and treatment done where we do the EMS weekends, the online courses. Just to show that in all of these forums, all of these styles of services that we're offering, that they work and that people heal and that there is hope for those of you that are really struggling. God's going to help you work this thing out. Yeah. I just keep saying that over and over, but He will work these things out.
Yeah, you know, I'm reminded of I had lunch with a couple of our mentors this week, and she, one of them really said, like, I mean, I know I've heard you quote this and I've heard it in other people say it, but she right there in front of my eyes said, you know what, I have the marriage I've always wanted. And I don't remember what exactly her story was, but I mean,
it was bad.
None of them were pleasant. None of them are pleasant to hear. You know, it's not something that you wish on someone, but she said, I have the marriage I've always wanted. And that's just really, it's really powerful to hear that, you know, after... I think she said, I mean, it was quite a long time from between now and back when her train wreck happened, back when she found out what was going on. It had been several years, but, you know, I would imagine if she has a marriage that she's always wanted, that it was worth the wait.
Yeah, I think she would say, if the one I'm thinking about, absolutely. Well, I think for all of us, we would say that it's most definitely worth the wait. And... so, you know, if you're thinking about, in fact, it was really sad this weekend, one couple didn't come, and it was because their attorney talked them out of coming. And I just found that to be quite tragic. I mean, I don't know what the attorney gains by, you know, saying, don't give it a shot, it's hopeless, but I think a lot of people don't know that God is able to do this thing. And so if your attorney says, this is impossible, this can never work out, let us hook you up with however many people you want to talk to. You want to talk to 100, you want to talk to 500, we will hook you up with them where they can tell you, you know what, God is able. You're able. Yeah. God's going to be able to do this. I mean, you can work through these sorts of things. Don't give up. Even if an attorney, I'm not trying to knock attorneys, but even if attorneys say it's impossible, let the Lord do something here, because that's kind of a neat thing for people. It really is.
Yeah, I think it's totally true what we say on the EMS webpage. You know, that nothing, there's nothing the nearness of God cannot heal. And it was, I mean, not everybody at the EMS this weekend left what you would call happy, I suppose. I mean, it's not a really fun weekend. It's really emotionally a rough time. But I think every one of them learned so much. I mean, I sat at the top of the stairs and I listened sometimes to not to what the couples were saying so much, but to what Rick was saying and what John was saying and Leslie. And I'm not married yet, and that's really good stuff to know before I get into it, because it's just there's so much about relationships and relating to people that I think if you just go through life, you maybe don't realize what's going on really between you and your close people.
Right. I was looking at the website just now, and it's saying that the next emergency marital seminar is this weekend that
this
we're
past
at.
Weekend.
Yeah, this past weekend. So
yeah, I haven't updated that yet. We didn't have internet at the retreat place.
So do you remember off the top of your head when the next EMS weekend is?
No, but I think if you click on that,
it'd be the 12th through the 14th. I was just trying to. Yeah, exactly. It's October 12th through the 14th.
I go and look them up. They're not on my calendar.
Okay, so October 12th through the 14th, if any of you could benefit from this sort of thing. And I want to mention online, because we don't always talk about this while we're on the air, but we have couples who have really benefited from this, who have graciously been willing to actually offer scholarship money for couples who don't have the money to come. And please know, do not let finances be an issue. I mean, we want people to be able to have healing. And if you need help financially to come to this thing, please let us know. Like I said, there are people who have been so blessed that they've actually been willing to give a substantial amount of their money just to be able to help other couples like you. So, you know, call us. And again, there's several ways you can contact us at the Affair Recovery Center. One is through
the contact page.
Yeah.
Where every message comes to me.
Yeah, affairrecovery.com. And if you just, it's info@hope-now.com, or I think there's a nice little contact place you would see.
There is. It's under About Us. And if you go to the contact form, you can pick what sort of topic and then write me a message.
Right.
And, you know, if necessary, I will pass that on to Rick or Leslie or the girls in the office. But I try to answer those at least to say who I've passed it on to.
And another great way to contact us is at our offices in Austin, area code 512-346-9299. That's 512-346-9299. And I hope y'all don't mind our shameless commercial tonight, but again, we really want people to come to this website. We want to be able to give you a service, and we want to be able to help your marriages. You can also contact us at our 1-800 numbers. It's 888-5-ARC-EMS. That's 888-5-ARC-EMS. And all of those numbers, if you call, you'll reach someone. And we'll sit there and give you all the details. They'll talk to you. Pat will talk to you. Lori will talk to you. Aaron will talk with you. Or one of the therapists will actually talk to you. We want to provide, again, support. And I know it's really frightening sometimes if, you know, you're afraid that somebody's going to know. You don't want people to find out. Oh, my goodness. And, guys, really.
This is definitely, we've worked hard to try and make the website as safe as possible so that, you know, if you really have nobody else to turn to, you can subscribe to the website and share with somebody who will not know what church you go to and who will not know where you work and where your kids go to school and even what city you live in. And it's somebody who not only will they not know all that stuff. I mean, there are a billion people who don't know that stuff about you, but this person knows where you are in your heart and what's going on in your life.
Right, so you've got several things coming up in the near future if you're at the point of crisis. One is the next emergency marital seminar in October, or next week, actually, this week, starting on Thursday, we'll begin our next online group, and we would love to have you join the couples that are going through that. And I can't tell you how convenient this particular form of treatment is.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
You know, because typically if you go see a therapist, you've got all the exposure of having to go to somebody's house or somebody's office, and you got to do all the paperwork, mm-hmm. and you've got to do all this stuff. The beauty of the online course is you do this from the privacy of your own home. And right. you never have to drive anywhere. All you have to do is log onto your computer, and all of these resources, the entire course is done online. And you'll have one telephone call a week where you join all the other couples who are walking through this thing. And some of you may be going, well, why in the world do y'all have other couples involved? But there is nothing like listening to other couples and being a part of them as they also struggle through the exact same things you're struggling with. I mean, it is great.
Yeah, I could definitely see that this weekend when people saw other couples kind of starting to open up with, you know, what happened in their marriage, that, you know, you could see that everybody loosened up a little bit, that, yeah, there really are people who are kind of in similar situations like us.
Yeah, they don't want to be alone. And plus, again, because of that historical lens we've talked about on the air before, you really don't have a clear understanding of what's happening in your relationship. I mean, you look at your marriage and you look at your mate through a long lens of other events that cloud your ability to be objective. And when you start listening to these other couples, you don't have that lens. You can be real objective about what they're saying. And sometimes it helps you to begin to hear your mate differently, even through their words. And that's one of the places you begin to get hope, because you go, well, maybe my mate's saying even more than what I thought. In fact, that was interesting this weekend. One of the women in particular kept feeling like her husband was saying one thing, and everybody else there kept going, you know, we're not hearing this. I mean, where's this coming from, you know? And I think that is not an uncommon thing. I think his heart was one thing, and because of all of her wounds, she was hearing something totally different. And it was really helpful for her to get feedback from multiple people about what's going on with him. And no, she does not know him better than other people there. I know some of you may be going, yeah, well, she just knows him better. She knows, you know, he's a blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe, maybe not. I think that sometimes we lose objectivity over time, and so it's really important to be able to do some different things.
Yeah, and having edited the material for that course, I think that there is some stuff in it, just the reading portion of that, that is just so helpful no matter what is going on in your marriage, even if it isn't an affair. There's just some stuff in there that, you know, I'm very glad I've read it.
Well, I hope we can keep you out of trouble in the future. I mean,
I hope so, too.
That'd be a good thing.
I also wanted to mention, if anybody has suggestions for the site, in the contact form, there's a category for site suggestions. And I would love to hear, you know, if Ron, was it, thinks that, you know, if we could put some suggestions for relationship building, or if there's anything else that people want to see on the site, just let me know and I'll see what I can do.
Good. Do you have anything you want to say before we close out tonight?
That was it. Site suggestions. Tell me what you need, and I will do my best to get it for you.
Okay, guys, we want to thank you for joining Affair Recovery Radio tonight. What, as usual, an honor that you would be a part of us. And just please know that we have an entire group of people that continually pray to everybody, or pray for everybody, on this website. If you need us, please go to affairrecovery.com. That's affairrecovery.com, or you can call us here in Austin at area code 512-346-9299. That's 512-346-9299. We look forward to being with you guys next week. God bless you.